OSU Center. This is the University of Toledo's The Relevant University.
Hello and welcome to the University of Toledo's The Relevant University. I'm your host, Larry Burns, Vice President for External Affairs at the University of Toledo. Now we're getting ready for college graduation season, and we're investigating the job opportunities awaiting students after commencement. Tonight I'll be joined by Moses Lee, the CEO of Celio, who will talk about his web-based network that helps college students showcase their skills. University of Toledo graduate Kerry Gallagher and soon-to-be MBA graduate Courtney Ingersoll share how they landed their first dream jobs after college. Christina Allen of LinkedIn discusses how the professional network helps college students and recent grads with their important job searches. And U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown provides information about his recent 7th Annual Ohio College President's Conference. It's all coming up next on the University of Toledo's The Relevant University, here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR. Moses Lee is the co-founder of Celio, a web-based network that helps college students get the most out of their education. On the network, students create unique and interactive online portfolios that allow them to take their resumes beyond a piece of paper to better highlight their accomplishments. Students use the platform to share class projects, internship experiences, and their non-academic activities. Moses Lee, who joins us today, also is a faculty member in the Center for Entrepreneurship at the University of Michigan. Moses, welcome to The Relevant University.
Thanks, Larry, for having me.
Great to hear your voice, and I am a big fan of yours and Celio's. But for those of us and the listeners that are not quite as familiar as I am about Celio, can you describe the product and how people create and use their online portfolios?
Yeah. Well, thanks, Larry, again for having me, and love the partnership that we have with your university. Celio is really around helping students get the most out of their education and improving that ROI of a college education. And we love the fact that we've been able to engage and work with you to increase the value of a UT degree. As you kind of mentioned, Celio is a very beautiful digital portfolio for students to capture their experiential learning while they're in college and showcase their learnings, their expertise, their competencies to employers and graduate schools. So many of your students this past year have been using Celio to market themselves for jobs, for graduate school, and potentially even to their parents and others to show them what they've been doing at school. And we really allow students to capture that on Celio and then use it for their own branding and marketing purposes. One of the great things that we found is that building their portfolio on Celio has really helped a lot of students improve their interviewing skills and be better in the recruiting process. And a lot of research that we found is that 4 out of 5 employers say that an online portfolio is very helpful for them when evaluating the candidate. And as you know, Larry, Celio is also a service where we're working very deeply with your programs to help train faculty, students on how to actually use and maximize the value of their Celio portfolio and tell their story very effectively so that by the time they're leaving, they're getting the jobs that they want, they're in the industry that they got a degree in, and they're just moving in a direction and you know, really maximizing the value of a UT degree. So I'm really excited for that.
Now, one of the things that that I'd like people to be aware of is there a particular field or two that you might mention where a visual resume would be preferable? I know in my field, in communications and marketing, my Celio account has a lot of graphic things regarding the Detroit Tigers, maybe a video about our Taiwan On event. And so it really allows me as a professional to display the things that I do. But are there other things that a student might visually display that's better than a paper resume?
Yeah. Well, the great news is that these days students, as you know, are really capturing their all their work and experiences digitally more than ever before, whether it's a paper, a presentation, a Prezi that people have made that they're proud to show. We have a lot of students, outside of the creative fields or even engineering, who are using the portfolio to show their writing samples. They're using it to show pictures of their community service. The great thing is we integrate with Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all these other programs where students are capturing and digitally capturing their experiences, and they're able to bring that right into their portfolio and bring to life what they've been doing and what they've been learning to showcase to other people. So even those that are not necessarily creating visually appealing works are able to maximize and use Celio because they're already capturing so much of their life digitally. It's really easy to bring it right into their professional portfolio. But as you know, Larry, you're right that there's a lot of business school students who are using this and marketing themselves, communication students, engineering students, art students, who just naturally know how to use this. But the great thing is that we're even finding that those that don't have as much appealing work are able to use Celio to represent themselves visually more than ever before.
Absolutely. And I know we started with our Honors College and our College of Communication and Arts. Now, we're talking with Moses Lee, the CEO of Celio, a portfolio management tool for college students. The University of Toledo is one of your partner schools, and just so people get a sense of what other universities and colleges you're working with, can you name a few?
Yeah, we started off at the University of Michigan since we're right here in Ann Arbor, based out of here, 45-minute drive to Toledo. We love coming down.
Right.
Towson University, Georgia Tech, West Virginia, or several others that have expanded beyond just kind of the Midwest region. We're launching very soon at Ohio University in Athens, Ohio.
Right, another Mid-American Conference school.
Yep. So I'm very excited to be launching that program in a very short while. And we've got a whole host of other universities that are now exploring and using it. And we've been able to – a lot of them have looked at UT as an example and have inquired about – how we're working with you. It's been great to see just students and faculty raving about Celio at UT, and it's really translated into a lot of other universities showing interest since you've taken a lot of leadership in this area, Larry.
Absolutely, and as you well know, we're incorporating our Celio with Intern in Ohio in the not-too-distant future. And so I know there's people driving home from work and want to know more about Celio. How can listeners get involved or become more aware of Celio in their own right?
Yeah. So one of the neat things, Larry, is that if someone's interested in learning more about Celio, you can go to celio.com. There's a public gallery for people to browse and look and interact with students and see the great works that they're doing. I think, one, a few of you are a prospective student and thinking about UT, it'd be great to go on to the website and to the galleries and see what current students are doing and get a sense of what you could be doing at UT. If you're obviously a recruiter looking for great talent, we have this partnership with Intern in Ohio. So a lot of the Celio students who are on Celio will be able to showcase their great work, and you can find some great talent and differentiate from some of the other talent that you'll be able to find. Right now, Larry, we're really knee-deep with the College of Communication and the Arts and the Honors Program, and we've been in discussions how do we bring this to the broader campus later down the line. So I think our vision is always how do we impact as many types of students as possible.
Absolutely.
And so if students are just people are just interested, Celio.com.
Celio.com.
Celio.com. Yep.
Okay, Moses, thank you very much. We got a great partnership. Looking forward to future growth, and hopefully someday every UT student will have a Celio portfolio. So
thank you.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you soon. Coming up next, the University of Toledo graduates many students, and they start their journey of landing what we call their dream job right at graduation. You're going to find out about a couple of those students when the University of Toledo's The Relevant University continues here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR. Kerry Gallagher has loved baseball for as long as she can remember, so landing a job with the Detroit Tigers after college in 2012 was a dream come true. And Courtney Ingersoll is graduating with an MBA next month and already has a competitive job, and it's all lined up in the marketing department at Marathon Petroleum Company. Another dream job. Both students received their MBA and bachelor degrees from the University of Toledo and were also student athletes as part of their college experience. Ladies, welcome to the Relevant University.
Thanks for having us.
Two of my favorite people, two of my favorite Rockets, so thank you both for being here. Now, Carrie, it's not real baseball weather out, but working in Major League Baseball, I know, was a longtime dream of yours. And tell our listeners about your job as a sponsorship service coordinator for the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, Larry, you're right. And as you know, it was a career goal of mine. And so I'm from the Metro Detroit area. So, you know, upon graduation of my MBA in the winter of 2012, I was really excited to find out that I had earned the position as our sponsorship services coordinator over here with the Tigers. And what my job entails is the fulfillment and coordination and management of all of our contractually obligated sponsor partnerships. So specifically with the University of Toledo, help to manage the return on investment and help to provide hospitality components in the contract and, you know, different value add experiences to help maintain our relationships with our partners and to help our partners meet their goals and objectives and make their relationships grow during that season as well as to potentially in the future. And so work with you and your team down there in Toledo, which is plays a special role in my heart too, but as well as close to 75 other partners here.
75?
Right around there.
Yes, and I know that we're your favorite.
Of course.
At least today we are.
No, definitely, right. Of course.
It's a great partnership, and we're so fortunate to have one of our own provide our service, and you do a great job. And it really has been a big part in allowing the University of Toledo to grow our brand and also grow enrollment in southeastern Michigan and beyond. So it's a great partnership.
That's great to hear, and like I mentioned, I take great pride in that, being a Rocket and being a Tiger all at the same time.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Now, Courtney, tell us about the process of getting hired by Marathon, which is a great, even though it's based in Findlay, Ohio, it has a great history in the Detroit area with supportive of different sporting teams and the big facility downriver. And you have a job even before you're graduating. So how'd that happen?
Yeah, you know, obviously, I think you're aware of, like, our College of Business and Innovation at the University of Toledo. They do a really good job of hosting events that help students find potential employers. So in the fall, they held their annual job fair, and I decided I went into it not really even looking to it. I just wanted to get some experience. And, you know, kind of just talk to some employers, what they were looking for, seeing what was out there, job opportunities. So I walked in, and it was actually kind of new for me. I felt so nervous, and I felt out of my element at first. So one of the first signs I saw was Marathon. And because my dad worked there for 18 years, and I felt kind of like a little part of their history and everything, just because I knew it, I felt comfortable going over and talking with them. And they were so receptive. They were just so eager to get new talent and young kids that were coming out of college and wanted to work for their company. So I went over, I talked to them, and then it kind of proceeded. I had an on-campus interview at the College of Business. They held it on campus at UT. And then from there, I got a call back, and they brought me down to Findlay, and I kind of got to see the headquarters and meet some of the executives in the marketing department. And a couple weeks after that, they called and offered me a job, and I, without even taking any other interviews, it just felt so great being, again, in Northwest Ohio, the ties to Detroit, the ties to Toledo, and just Ohio in general, so I felt really comfortable taking a position with them.
Excellent. We're talking with Carrie Gallagher, a UT grad working for the Detroit Tigers, and Courtney Ingersoll, a UT grad and soon-to-be MBA grad, about to go to work for Marathon Oil. About their experiences at UT, and I'll ask Carrie to maybe summarize your experience at UT. You played softball for 4 years. You did a GA in external affairs, and And as you know, we pride ourselves in experiential learning. And can you tell our listeners, Carrie, about what UT did for you to prepare you for your career?
Yeah, definitely. So as you mentioned, I had the opportunity to be a varsity athlete at the University of Toledo and participate on our softball team for 4 years. And during that time, I was actively involved, being an athlete as well as being a part of student government, athletic events, and different organizations. So during my undergraduate time, it definitely having to be organized and being able to multitask as well as, you know, decide what's important for me in my life, what are my top priorities. And so for me, being the best student that I could be and taking in all that I was learning in the classroom, my undergraduate degree is in marketing and professional sales. So, I knew that I wanted to get into a sales/marketing role, wasn't exactly sure at that time what that meant. But through being a student athlete in the different activities or groups that I was involved in, it really helped me steer my mind into realizing that working in professional sports was an option, and it outside of being an athlete, right? I always thought that the only way you could become or work in Major League Baseball when I was younger was mm-hmm. being an athlete. So,
right.
I laugh about that now, but, I'm still at the ballpark every day, and it's something that I love. And so UT just really helped me in the classroom, right, learning the different, objectives or roles that it takes to be in a marketing department or in a sales role, but also just helping to find who I was and realize that my dream of being in Major League Baseball wasn't so silly and it was attainable. And so my junior year, I was able to accept an internship with the Detroit Tigers in our ticket sales department. And so I worked during the whole 2010 summer and just really had the opportunity to network and work hard and volunteer in anything that I could here and maintain those relationships during my graduate studies. And very fortunate for me that timing was right and I interviewed well, all based on preparations that the university had taught me both in the classroom or on the ball field. And I'm lucky to be where I am today because of that experience.
Excellent. And we are indeed proud of you. And for those of you that may know Carrie, she graduated from Grosse Pointe South before going to Toledo for her career there. Now, Courtney Ingersoll played basketball for 4 years. She led the nation in three-point shooting her senior year. And is a star in her own right. So, Courtney, how did UT help you get ready for your new career at Marathon Oil?
I got really lucky falling into a program that works really closely with the community. Coach Cole does a great job of getting us involved and going around. And not only that, a lot of the community at Toledo, they have so many ties to UT, so they kind of work hand in hand together. So, during my career, I had great opportunities both on campus and off campus, all affiliated with the university. And I was able to take positions or take internships or work with people that had, experience in my field. And unlike Carrie, I didn't really have a path. I started out in my freshman year, I had a goal of wanting to work in, exercise science. And obviously that changed and I got my undergrad in communications with a focus in public relations. But I was able to be a part of a lot of groups and student organizations, even being an athlete and a full-time student on campus. And through that, then just once I graduated right away, just working close to the athletic department, because every day we showed up at Savage and they were four floors above us. I got offered a position with them and in their athletic department with development, because I had a great relationship with a lot of people in the community. So I worked on our Rocket Fund for UT Athletics, which helps support a lot of the athletic teams on campus. And then through that, I luckily was able to transfer over and work, in external affairs, which also does a great job of being community engaged. And there's just so many different aspects where I was prepared because of the people I knew that I would have never met if I wasn't a student athlete or if I wasn't a student at UC.
Excellent. And one of the things, in closing, a thing I can say, because I know both of you very well, we're extremely proud of you. You have great futures. You represent the University of Toledo in such a great way as student athletes during your career and now as graduates and young adults in your profession. But you both work hard, and internships played a big part in what you're doing now. And so these are two ladies we'll be featuring in our Dream Jobs campaign. Carrie's been featured for a while. You might see her around. And then Courtney will be featured once she starts at Marathon. So, ladies, thank you.
Thank you,
Larry.
Go Tigers, go Marathon.
Go Rockets.
Go Rockets.
Go Rockets.
All right. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Right, and
bye.
Coming up next, we'll hear about the tools available to more than 39 million students and recent graduates through LinkedIn. And that's when the University of Toledo's The Relevant University continues. Here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760, WJR. LinkedIn is the world's largest promotional network online. There are more than 277 million members worldwide, with more than 39 million of those college students or recent graduates. LinkedIn is used by job seekers posting their resumes, employers looking to hire talented individuals, and both sharing career insights and knowledge. Christina Allen is Director of Product for LinkedIn, who focuses on the network's education-focused initiatives. So, Christina, welcome to The Relevant University.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. And 277 million members worldwide.
Yes. And, you know, for us, that gives us an incredible database of insights about how people move from their education to their career.
And I'm one of them. So I'm one of the 277 million. And
where did you go to school?
I went to Central Michigan University, and I work at University of Toledo. So
wonderful.
And 39 million of those are college students or recent grads.
Yes.
I do know, I teach also at UT, that more and more of our students, particularly in junior and senior year, are getting involved in LinkedIn. And that is a very, very good thing for them. And so I assume that's a trend around the country.
Yes, yes, we're seeing incredible engagement among students.
Now, this whole show is sort of dedicated to the graduation season, and we talked to Moses Lee, who is with a portfolio management firm called Celio. And LinkedIn is certainly more than a place to post your resume. What for particularly a college student or somebody graduating recently, what are some of the networking opportunities they should take advantage of to make sure they get the most out of LinkedIn?
Well, I think that the key is that as people are heading towards graduation, they should look around on their college campuses, and they should think about all of the very smart students that they worked with and maybe a professor that they worked with. And before you leave campus, make those connections on LinkedIn, because those students are going to be going through the same kind of career challenges and opportunities as you. And over time, you'll find that the alumni network can be incredibly valuable for you.
Oh, absolutely. We have alumni all over the country, and certainly most of those people are involved in LinkedIn. And now, of the 39 million college students in the recent graduates, is one of your fastest growing demographics. What are some of the things that LinkedIn offers that this population, besides networking before they leave the campus, which is great advice, what other kind of things should they be looking to do as it relates to getting their career sort of jump started?
Well, I think that there are a few things. There are some that are more research-oriented, and in that way I would say that students, first of all, can go to their university page on LinkedIn, can go to the alumni section, and they can start to see what happened to alumni of the university, see what kinds of careers they had. They can start to search and say, what are the top companies that hired last year's graduates? What kinds of career paths have people taken? And once you started to do that research, and you can use that to reach out and connect to alumni as well, the next thing that we really like to see is students starting to join groups and follow channels. We have fantastic groups on LinkedIn, and they're very industry specific. So let's say you're thinking that you want to maybe go into hotel management. We've got great hospitality groups. Or my daughter is in, she designs robots, and she very early on
robots?
Joined the consumer she's a robot designer, and most recently rockets.
Wow.
So she joined the consumer robotics group when she was still in high school. And what you do in those groups is just kind of like a virtual apprenticeship. You can start to see, what do people talk about? What are their concerns? What kinds of conferences do they attend? Is this really a career that I might be interested in having? And then you can start to build a network of participation in those groups. So groups are a great way to start to imagine your future career and meet people in that area. Following companies is a great way. And then on the more tactical side, we've got fantastic jobs for students. We have a program that allows any employer in the world to post entry-level jobs and internships to students for free on LinkedIn. And as a result of that, we've got a fantastic set of jobs that are really tuned exactly to students from companies who are looking to hire them. So we recommend that students get on board and start searching for jobs and connect out with the employers.
What a great tool. We're talking with Christina Allen, who is Director of Product for LinkedIn. We're talking about college students and recent grads. Now, more and more college students, and my bet is your daughter did an internship of some kind, are doing internships and other experiences during college. And is it important that they include these activities and sort of make sure they stand out on their profiles?
Absolutely. The profile is really the heart of LinkedIn. And, you know, we've created special sections on the profile. So in addition to just listing your education and your work experience, we've given students the opportunity to show off skills that they might have learned when they were volunteering. You know, if you volunteered for Habitat for Humanity, you've got leadership skills, you've got organizational skills. If you, you know, if you worked on a particular project, let's say you did a research internship, you can talk about what you learned in the lab with a professor. Those are fantastic opportunities. You can add courses. You know, people tend to have a major, but we see a lot of students who take classes in other areas, and employers love to see that. They love to see the diversity, and they like to see students stretch. So we like to have significant courses that you're taking added to your profile.
And if somebody's just getting started on LinkedIn and they're listening to this, or maybe their parents are, how do you get started? What's the best way to do that?
Well, let me start with the parent thing. I think it's really important to think not only what can students do when they come to LinkedIn, but the fact that we've got the 277 million professionals.
Right.
And we've got parents online and aunts and uncles and older brothers and sisters, and then just people, you know, we know that a lot of alumni like to mentor back. So one thing that you can do as an adult is you can connect with students. You can reach out to them and invite them into your network and give them a leg up right off the bat to help the kids get started.
Wow, I wish I had that when I graduated from college, because I had to, like, call people on the phone and sort of beg them to meet with me if they knew someone in my family. And so this is much better than that. What other elements of LinkedIn? The company is developing so fast and offering more and more services all the time. What are some of the other things that maybe are on the horizon for LinkedIn that people will find interesting?
Well, I mean, in my team, we're really looking at how we can help the student at every career milestone. So whether you're talking about picking your undergraduate school, or you're looking for graduate school, finding internships, or even just getting settled and successful in your first job, you know, you may move to a new city and you don't know anybody. So go on to the alumni product and find out who you know, who attended your school, who's also working in that city, and reach out. As we go through those milestones, we're just developing deeper and deeper products that are going to give kids a combination of the kinds of insights that can let them plan a career, let them see where they can go from here, you know, based on the education that they've picked. And then we're also looking at things that will allow them to really leverage this network to communicate with employers, to communicate with universities, and to really help adults help the next generation succeed.
Yeah, well, it's a great product, and stay tuned. I primarily use my LinkedIn on my iPad and my iPhone. Is that becoming more of a trend that people are using their mobile device versus their laptop?
Yeah. Absolutely. Across the whole industry, we're starting to see what companies call the mobile moment, which is when, you know, more than 50% of their traffic goes to mobile. And I think very consistently we're seeing a lot of people use mobile. They use mobile differently. We know that devices are used, you know, kind of in the evening, maybe when you're sitting on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Phones are used throughout the day. People do more, you know, in-depth work on their desktop. So it's a real blend of the different devices. And LinkedIn is deeply committed to making sure that no matter where you are or what device you're working on, you still get the best experience.
You can be connected. Well, Christina, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And I know that the University of Toledo students really enjoy LinkedIn, and it's a great resource for them. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That was Christina Allen with LinkedIn talking about what college students and recent graduates should be doing. And coming up next, we're going to go to Washington. U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown discusses his efforts to increase access to affordable higher education. That's when the University of Toledo's The Relevant University continues right here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR. Sherrod Brown has served the state of Ohio on the U.S. Senate since 2007. An advocate for increased access to higher education and affordability for all Ohio students, the senator believes strengthening our economy starts in the classrooms. Senator Brown recently held his 7th annual Ohio College President's Conference in Washington, D.C. The conference brought together 42 Ohio College presidents, including President Loy Jacobs from the University of Toledo, to discuss the challenges and goals of the state's higher education institutions. Senator Brown, welcome to the Relevant University.
Good to be back. Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate it very, very much. And I know that your Ohio College President's Conference is the first of its kind for the state, getting all these presidents together at once. And why do you think it's so important to do that, to bring these leaders together in one room?
Well, my first year in the Senate, which was, I guess, 7-plus years ago, as I did a series of roundtables around the state, including a couple at the University of Toledo on the campus, I noticed that college presidents at, say, at Lourdes might not know the college president at the University at say, Sinclair College and right. Community College in Dayton or somebody from Ohio State. And the college presidents outside of their regions or their kind of school didn't necessarily know each other, and I wanted to bring them together. We've had 40, 50 college presidents from 2- and 4-year private and public schools every year since 2008 to sit down and discuss best practices, to be introduced to people in the administration and senators and leadership positions in education from both parties. And it's been very helpful, I think, to the presidents. And it helps me do my job representing whether it's University of Toledo or any other school or students in the state.
Right. What a fabulous idea. And I know that this year's conference was very well attended. And can you tell our listeners a little bit about the highlights of this year's conference held a few weeks ago?
Well, we had a number of people come in, including the president of a school called the University of Maryland Baltimore campus, which have had particularly high rates of success in educating minority students, in educating students, white and minority, and in being attracted to engineering and math and sciences and making their way through school, not leaving those sciences in the first couple of years, which has been pretty common to schools all over the country. We also had we had a presentation about intern in Ohio's statewide internship program, for which UT is a sponsor. And we had a lot of sort of informal sessions about, you know, how we make better access to schools, how we deal with these costs, how we help students find jobs when they graduate, all of those things.
Absolutely. And we really appreciated the opportunity to have everybody hear about intern in Ohio. And we're talking with Senator Sherrod Brown. And one of the things that UT is trying to do is to really be known for experiential learning, in other words, internships and preparing students to actually have experience when they graduate. And I know you've used interns in your office as well, correct?
Yeah, we have a mix of mostly unpaid, a few paid interns. We do that. We want to obviously expose as many young people across the economic spectrum. I mean, it's tough for a working-class kid or a low-income kid to do an internship when they're not being paid and they're working in, you know, they're working full-time or part-time jobs while they're in school part-time or full-time. So we're trying to make allowances for all that, but I just want to make sure that especially middle-class and working-class kids get an opportunity to do this and give them some head start, if you will, when they finish school.
Absolutely. And most of our students at UT, as you well know, work, and they're not working for pizza money. They're working either to go to school or to live. So you're absolutely right about internships needing to be paid in some cases, and so we appreciate your assistance on that. The other
thing, it's a lot like the internships, a lot like the minimum wage. And
yeah.
You know, a lot of people think, well, the minimum wage is just for people that they're mostly teenagers for pizza money, as you said, when
right.
in fact they're not. And these internships enable, particularly they can be paid, enable people to go on to school and graduate and get some experience that they need.
Yeah, and we're reading almost every day about college and affordability, and I know that you are a big supporter of improving access to universities in Ohio and affordability. Can you mention some of the things that you're working on to help students get a college education?
Yeah, I just did a program at Perrysburg High School. Perrysburg is a is a middle income or slightly above middle income community where most of the kids, overwhelming number of students, go to college. Most of them, though, even though some have pretty affluent parents, a lot, most of them have will be faced with a difficulty in paying for their college, and they accumulate these loans. They often, when they go into the private loan market, they often don't see the options, and the terms of the agreement are often confusing. And my legislation, I have a couple of bills, one to allow them to refinance later at lower interest rates, but second to a bill called Know Before You Owe, which basically requires that whoever's offering these student loans disclose information way better than they have, because too often the private student loan business is a lot like the credit card companies, and you don't know enough. They can hit you with fees and charges. Interest rates can go up. And as an 18-year-old signing up for a loan program at Owens or at the University of Toledo, you often don't have the sophistication to really know what this all means.
Absolutely. And as you know, Dr. Jacobs is many ways led the way over the last 5-6 years of trying to keep our tuition costs and our increases down as much as we can. And we believe UT is a very good bargain for people, but we're always trying to educate our students about financial aid.
So it's important. And you look, Larry, at what's happened in state government. I mean, we have a state that's pretty miserly when it comes to funding for education, for higher ed. And my wife graduated, first in her family go to college, graduated from Kent State, some many years ago, 35-ish years ago, and she graduated with $1,200 in student debt, because in those days, state government stepped up way better than our present state government is to fund higher ed.
Absolutely, and it's just something we're paying attention to, and we want to. I want to thank you for being on the show, but more importantly, thank you for what you do for UT, our region, and our state of Ohio, and our country, and appreciate it very, very much.
Good.
Senator.
We'll do it again, and thanks for the Relevant University. It matters in helping to get the word out.
Thank you very much.
Larry.
Thank you for joining us on the Relevant University. I'm your host, Larry Burns, Vice President for External Affairs at the University of Toledo. As always, the University of Toledo is proud to sponsor this program. If you'd like more information about the Relevant University, you can visit us at www.utoledo.edu/The Relevant University, or better yet, follow us on Twitter @TheRelevantU, simply @TheRelevantU, or always directly contact me @LarryBurns on Twitter @LarryBurns. And please join us again next time at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, May 27th, for more in-depth discussion on the role of colleges and universities in their communities. And it's all right here on the University of Toledo's The Relevant University, on the great voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR.